Okay, so today's daf is a daf test. We got to the very top, two lines down. The Gemara says, Tanya Idach. So the Gemara has been discussing the dinim of a ger and the carbon of a ger. So the Gemara quotes this brayso, Tanya Idach. This is again in the context of a ger. So he has to bring a carbon, a ishe reach nichoach l'Hashem. Shamei ani, says the brayso, I would think, kol sh'ola l'ishim, anything that's an ishim, afilu mincha, even a mincha, if it's going to be placed in a fire, that should qualify as a carbon for the ger. Tamalomar kasher tasu kain yasa. So what do we learn from those words? Matem miminedamim afhem minedamim. Just like we, you, when we were at Har Sinai, that is, we brought to that which has blood to it, so to the ger, Ladoros later on has to bring that which has blood to the exclusion of a mincha. So imatem ol, if we're really looking to the Har Sinai, so ma'atem ola shlamim, just like we brought a shlamim and an ola at the Har Sinai afheim, so to the ger, should have to bring ola vishlamim. Tamalomar kachem kager yiye. What does that mean? Lachem hikishtav v'lo l'karbonoseichem. That the ger is connected to you as the person, but not to the karbonos that were brought. So we don't have to require all of them, just they could accomplish what we accomplished, meaning gerus, but they don't need the same process. So therefore we're more lenient, and that leniency has to be that which is an ola, because the pasuk does say, Isha reach nichoach l'Hashem, that which gets burnt entirely, namely an ola, and there is no need to bring a shlamim. So that's the drasha according to the Tanakhama. Comes along Rebbe and says, Rebbe Omer Kachem, it says in the pasuk, Kachem kager hazeh, yeah. Kavo seichem, that the ger should be like your fathers, your forefathers. Ma vo seichem lo nichnesu lebris el bemila utvila vartas dam. Just like our grandfathers at Har Sinai had to have three items to become gerim at Har Sinai. They needed a bris, they needed a tevila, and they needed hartzas dam, which is a zrikas dam of the carbon. So to afheim, so to gerim ludoros, lo yikantu lebris, they could only enter into the bris with Am Yisrael, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, el bemila utvila vartas damim, and that's how Rebbe knows you require a carbon. And then the Braisa concludes, Lahavi pray to Achas Iefshar Shlomatzinu Bechal Torah Kula. And the reason why the ger, when they bring an ola, they have to bring an oaf, they have to bring two ofos, one basket of two, because we never find anywhere that's enough to bring one preda, one bird is sufficient. That's why they have to bring two, because you never find one bird brought alone. That was part of the gerus, yes. That was part of the Zrikas Dam. The Hatzas Damim, the Gemara says.
Yeah, but that's on the carbon as well.
Right. As the Gemara talks about in Yuma, about the blood being placed with the water and the Tefilas Mayim, the Gemara talks about the Mayim is Tachas the Dam, the Gemara in Yuma, the first parak there. So then the Gemara says, Lo Amru Kein El Haki Olav. The only reason why they said you have to bring an ola of an oaf is to be lenient because it's cheaper, but in a Hanami, one could bring that which is even more expensive, even a behema. So that's the end of the Braisa. So Gemara says, Velo, is this really not, it doesn't exist? We never find anywhere that one bird alone is brought. We always have to bring two birds together. Batani, the Braisa tells us when it comes to the pasuk of Nidvas Olas Of, when a person dedicates a Olas Of to the base of Migdash, the pasuk says, Vihikrivo, your makriv O, with the Oso in the singular, it's enough to just bring one. Malatam Balama, what does this teach us? The Fishin Amar, since it says Bitorim Vikriv, it says when it comes to bringing Torim or Bnei Yona, you have to bring them as a unit. Shemeani, I would have thought, Ome Harealai Olas Of, if a person takes a Nidava, Harealai Olas Of, I want to bring an Of, Lo Yifchos Mishnei Pridim, it shouldn't be less than two. Tamalomar Vikrivo, you only have to bring just one. Tafilu Predacha. So we do see an existence of bring just one bird. You don't always have to bring two birds together. The Gemara says, Chova Mia Lo Ashkechan. We never find that there's an obligation to bring one. When it comes to Nedava, that's a dedication, that we do find you could bring just one. But when it comes to Chova, when a Ger, for example, is a Chiv to bring, to do part of the Gerus process, there every Chiv requires to bring two birds together. So then the Gemara says, Vahaika, Yoledes. What about Yoledes? Demasya Ben Yona O Tor Lechatas. You look in the Psukim, a Yoledes only needs to bring one bird, not two birds, and that's a Chiv of her to bring a carbon Yoledes. And the Gemara answers, Mishum Ika Keves Bahada. Because she's not bringing the bird alone, really. It's not a second bird, but she's bringing an animal, a behema. So we never find a bird is brought on its own. Either it's brought with a second bird, or it's brought with a behema, but never does it come on its own. So the Gemara is now quoting from the Braisa above, Amar Mar, Ma Vosechem Lo Nichnesu Lebris, Ela Vechulu, that just like we entered into the bris with a Tevila and a Mila and Hartas Dam, so to the Ger only brings with these three things in. So Gemara says, Bishma, I understand we find a mila by Har Sinai. Dichsevet says in the pasuk, Kimulim hayu kol am yayotzim, that all of them left. There's a pasuk in Yoshua that we all had a bris mila when he left Har Sinai, but then the midbar they weren't able to get mila, so they had to get a mila in Yoshua's time. But at Har Sinai we all had milas. Inami mehachal. Alternatively, a pasuk in Yechezkel it says, "Va'ev or alayach ve'erich misposes b'demayach v'amarlach b'demayach chayi," and that's referring to demayach, the damim of Pesach and the damim of mila, which allowed us to enter into Har Sinai in the tevilas of the ger, the gerish process. So we see two pasukim that indicate we clearly had a bris mila as a prerequisite for Geras. And we also find Hartzas Damim, the need for Karbanos Tichsivet. It says, Vayishach as Nare B'nei Yisrael, and the Pasuk goes on to say, Vayizbechu Zvachim Shlomim LaHashem Parim. So we have Karbanos, we have Amila. Ela Tevila Minal, how do we know there's Tevila? So this is what Ezra said, Tichsiv Vayikach Moshe Es Hadam Vayizok Al Ha'am. He took the blood and he threw it on the nation, and we said, as why, what's the reason for that? Ein Hazah below Tevila. Never do we find a Hazah. Now this Hazah is a different Hazah. This Hazah of Adam, of blood, but Hazah, even when it comes to Paraduma, when it comes to sprinkling the Paraduma waters in the ashes, you have to have a Tevila as well. So even though at the Har Sinai is a different type of Zrika of the blood, that blood also had to have it coupled with Tevila. So even though Tevila isn't mentioned, it's understood if there's a Zrika, there must be a Tevila as well, and that's the source of Tevila. So then the Gemara asks the question, Elamiyat, if that's the case, if really one of the requirements of Geirus is having a karbon, ha'inna nowadays, deleka karbon, we have no karbon, we have no base of Migdash, lo nikabo Geirum, we shouldn't accept Geirum if there are no karbonos to be brought. So Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, it can't be true, because the Pasuk tells us, v'chi yagur itchem ger, asher besochem v'gomer, and the next word is the most important Pasuk, the word, l'doroseichem, that Geirus is going to be something that's relevant for all generations, even Bizman Hazeh, so, because the Pasuk tells us, we must be that it works even without Karbanos. Fine, so there we see Geirus works even in Bizman Hazeh. So Tanur Rabban, the Braisa tells us, a ger Bizman Hazeh, tzorach sheyafish rova, Likino. If a person wants to become a ger, so even though the carbon isn't ma'akev his gerus, he still has to set aside money that when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, he will then go ahead and bring his outstanding chiv of a carbon. So that was the institution once upon a time. But came along Amar Rabbi Shimon, Kivar Nimna Alav Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh. Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh already had a whole vote, and they made a decision. Ubetla mipnei hatakala. They nullified such a gzera, such a takana, because they are concerned, who knows when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, and the money is going to be hanging around, and the guy might accidentally use it and misuse it, and be a iser of me'ila, and therefore he abolished such a takana, that one need not set aside money for carbon. When Mashiach comes, we'll work everything out in those times. Gavar now says, right before the Mishnah, Amar Rev Idi bar Gershom, Amar Rev Ada bar Ava, Halacha Krebi Shimon, that what? A ger does not have to set aside money for a karbon. Again, we'll deal with it when Mashiach comes. So now the Gemara says a completely different discussion here, but the reason why they bring this is, some say this statement of Rav Ida Bar Gershom in the name of Ida Ade Bar Ava, Halach Rabbi Shimon, is going on a completely different discussion. Not a discussion of Geris, but a discussion about Ger Toshav, which is not a Ger Tzedek. A Ger Tzedek is a Ger who completely converts. A Ger Toshav is a Goy who wants to live amongst us, and he takes upon himself not to be over the Zara, or according to some, he takes upon himself to be Mikabel all Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But whatever the definition is, this statement of Rav Ada Bar Ava, that Halachas Krabi Shimon, was going on this discussion of a Ger Toshav. So what's the discussion? So the Braisa says, the Tanur Rabbanan, a Ger Toshav, Mutter Lasos Malacha B'Shabbos Latzmo, Ki Yisrael B'Cholo Shemoed. So a Ger Toshav who lives among us, and he decides to take upon himself not to do Avodah Zarah, what is his halacha, what's his obligations in keeping Shabbos? Now, one would think he doesn't have to keep any Shabbos, as we'll see, that's one of the opinions. But there are a few other opinions that no, he has to keep Shabbos to a certain extent, which itself is interesting, that he needs to keep Shabbos the way we keep halachas on Chol HaMoed. So that means if it's something that's the Davar HaAved, which we can do malacha on Chol HaMoed, he could do that type of malacha on Shabbos. If it's a type of malacha that's not a Davar HaAved, so we couldn't do it on Chol HaMoed, he couldn't do it on Shabbos either. That's all according to the Tanakhama. Comes along now Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, no, Yisrael B'yamtif. The Ger Toshav and Shabbos can only do that which we can do on Yantif, which means the Davar Avod is not allowed to be done. Only Ochal Nefesh can we do on Yantif. Those are the types of malachas that Ger Toshav may do on a Shabbos. Outside of that, he may not. Third shita is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ger Toshev Ose B'Shabbos La'atmo, Ki Yisrael B'chol. There's no restrictions. Whatever we do during the week, which of course is everything, that's exactly what he could do on Shabbos, because there's no din of Isser Melacha for Ger Toshev on Shabbos. He only takes upon himself either Avodah Zarah, not to do Avodah Zarah, all the Sheva Metzis Min Noach, but nothing to do with Shabbos at all. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Ger Toshav, Echad Ove Kochavim Eved, Ve'ama HaToshavim. These are Avadim that did not take upon themselves Geris. Typically in Eved Kanani or Shivcha Kananis that we own, there's a Geris process where they become Jewish when they come into our ownership. They go through a Tefillah. Those have to keep Shabbos. They're considered Gerim. But we're talking about a type of Eved Kanani which we did not take on as Geirus. They just are working for us as slaves, but not as Geirus slaves. So these three categories, Echad Ger Toshav, Echad Ovei Kochavim Eved, Ve'ama HaToshavim, who live among us, he says, Osin Melacha B'Shabbos La'atzman, Ki Yisrael B'chol, they can do whatever they want on Shabbos, just like we could do during the Chol, and that's where we have the statement that Halacha, K'Rabbi Shimon, like that last opinion of Ger Toshav. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now, Elu Mevi'in Al-Azadon, Kishogig. We had initially in the one of the Mishnahs earlier that there are a list of there are few individuals, few averos that you bring a karban even on that which is done bezadam. Typically, only when you do something b'shogeg are you chayv chatas. Any avera that's done b'mezid gets karis. If you do a b'shogeg, you bring a chatas. But there are exceptions that even bezadon you bring a chatas as well. So elu mevi'in al zadon kishogeg habal shivcha. That's a shivcha charufa. We'll get to that definition not today, but I think maybe tomorrow's daf or maybe in 2 days. What a definition of shivcha charufa is? It's a type of shivcha kananis that was designated for an eved kanani or perhaps eved ivri. That the Gemara is going to bring, I think, a three-way machlokas how to define a shivcha charufa. And a nazir shenitma, a nazir becomes tamei, he as well brings a karbon b'mezid as well. And shuos edus, a person who says he doesn't know any edus, but he really does know edus, if it's done b'mezid as well, he would bring a chatas if he admits to it. And finally, the fourth example is a misha shuos pikadon, a person who lies and denies having any responsibility and any negligence for a pikadon, and he ends up b'mezid, violating the shuwa, he would also have to bring a carbon chatas. So these are the four examples, four exceptions that you bring a chatas even on a zadon. Then the Mishnah lists chamisha mevin carbon echad al averus harbe. There are five individuals who bring one carbon even though you've violated the avera multiple times. The chamisha mevin carbon olav yored, and there are five individuals who bring a carbon olav yored, which is the adjusting carbon depending how wealthy a person is. He brings either more expensive carbon like a behema or a ola or perhaps even a mincha. So Elu, hey, the Mishnah says, Elu Mavin Karban Echad Al Averes Harbe. Who are the ones who bring one carbon and that suffices for all the various averos? Haba Al Shivcha Bias Harbe. A person who's with a Shivcha Harufa multiple times, one carbon is enough to mechaper the person. And also, the other exception is Nazir Shinitma Tumos Harbe. A Nazir who becomes Tamei Mace multiple times, it's enough for him to bring just one carbon, even though he won't violate the Avera multiple times. So these are the two exceptions. So Gemara wants to know how Baal Shivcha, the din is that you have to bring a carbon even b'mezid when Baal Shivcha, Harufa, Minal, and how do we know? The Tanner of Barn the Brayta tells us. It says, V'chi per lav ha-koin be'el asham, achataso asher chata. So this is in the context of a Shivcha Harufa. The Koin brings a kapara, an el asham, on the chataso asher chata. So what's the double asham? Of course it's a chataso asher chata. He only brings a chatas on a chait. So what's the double lashon? Melamed shemevi carbon echad al averos al harbe. Even though he did a chata, so a chata, he did multiple chataos, it's enough to bring just one el lashon, one carbon. V'nislach lo mechataso asher chata, lasos mezid kishogeg. And then the Gemara darshins, they brings nislach lo, he gets a slicha on the chataso asher chata. Here the double lashon as well, we'll see which one is really which, is telling us that even kimezid, even in that type of chait, not only a shogeg, but a double lashon chait, even in a kimezid, would require a karbon on a shivcha charufa. That's the source for mezid kishogeg by shivcha charufa. Another shenitma, how do we know he as well is brings the carbon on if he's bemezid, if he's matami bemezid, minalan? The chesivit says in the pasuk in Parshas Naso, the chiyamos meis Allah befesa pisom. If a person dies on him and he suddenly chances upon this tumas meis, the nazir has to go ahead and bring a carbon. So what's the word pesa mean? Shogeg, he accidentally had no idea that there's a mace there. He was walking and there happens to be a dead body. That's pesa, that's shogeg, that deserves a carbon. V'cheinu Omer, it says in the pasuk later on in Matas Masay, in Befesa below Eva, Hadafo, if the guy accidentally killed someone, Befesa is b'shogeg. And what does the word pisom mean in the pasuk in Naso? It says pisom ze ones. If the guy mamish ones, if it wasn't even shogeg, so he tried avoiding it, someone threw a mace on him, let's say, that's mamish ones. So that's what pisom implies. V'cheinu Omer, v'yom Hashem pisom Moshe. And Hashem suddenly appeared to Moshe and to Aaron and Miriam, pisom means ones. So that's shogeg and that's ones. So we haven't yet learned the source for mazid. So Gemara goes ahead and brings a further brisa. Tani idach. Pisom really means zed mazid. When it says in the pasuk that a nazir v'chi yamos mace alav befesa pisom, pisom means even if he was matami b'mazid, that warrants a carbon. V'cheinu omer, it says in the pasuk in Mishlei, aru merara v'nistar u'pisayim avru v'nenshu. And the person was doing some evil things, and u'pisayim leads to an onesh. So we see the word pisom leads to an onesh. When is there an onesh? When someone did something b'mazid. So that's how we know the word pisom means b'mazid. That's when it leads to an onesh. So even a case of pisom, even a case of mazid, a nazir shenitma would have to bring a carbon. Okay. So now the Gemara says, now that we established pisom means mazid, pisom also refers to onus from the previous discussion, asks the Gemara of a nicht of kra, why doesn't the pasuk simply say by the nazir shenitma, pisom? Because the word pisom is mashma shogeg, it's mashma mazid, it's mashma onus. Pisom means whenever a person encounters something, and no matter how it came, it's included in the word pisom. So why does it have to say the word pesa as well? So the Gemara says, because mazid v'ones kedamran. So we prove from above psukim that pisom means mazid and also means ones. It means mazid from the pasuk of Mishlei and means ones from the pasuk of Moshe, Aaron, and Moshe. But we don't have anywhere that it means mashma that's mashma shogeg. So the Gemara explains, no, it's mashma nami shogeg as well. Dichsiv pesi yamin l'chol davar. So somehow the pasuk indicates it's referring to shogeg. So now we establish pisom really indicates all three categories. Lo nichtov kra pesa. The pasuk in Naso could have left out the word pesa, and we would have understood all three possibilities through the word pisom. So the Gemara says no, because ikas rachmana ikas of kra. The pasuk had said simply pisom, mashma shogeg, mashma mezer, mashma ones, all three. However, I would have thought ki maisi carbon when there's a nazir shenitma bring a carbon. B'shogeg, when it's shogeg, midi dehavi atura kula. Because even though the word pisom implies all other categories, I would have thought to learn from elsewhere that you only bring a carbon when there's shogeg. About ones and mazid, when we never bring a carbon and ones, and we never bring a carbon and a mazid, ema lo. I would think not. So that's why the Torah had to be clear in Kasar Rachmana Pesa. Pesa clearly means shogeg hu. That definitely means shogeg. Ligluy aled to pisom, to help us define the word pisom, the ones who mazid hu, the afil hachi, chai rachmana. And therefore, in all instances, when a nazir becomes tameh, he does have to bring a carbon. Next, the Gemara says, Shvuas ha'edus. A person testifies that he doesn't know any edus about a certain event. I swear I don't know anything. Turns out he lied. He lied even b'mazid. He has to bring a carbon. Minalan, how do you know? The Tanya Rabban, the Brisa says that Bechulan, Nemar V'Nelam, it says by all Karbanos, it's talking about the Karbanos of Ochel Kadshim and Metame Tumas Mikdash, it says the word Nelam Imenu. He forgot about the base of Mikdash, he forgot about that he was Tame. But Khan, with regards to the Shuas Ha'edus, Lo Nemar V'Nelam, it doesn't say the word Nelam, that he forgot something. L'chayv Al B'mezid Kishogi. In other cases, it says Nelam that he forgot, that implies Shogeg. So in general, when you're a Nelam, when you're a Shogeg, you're Chayva Karbam. But since the word Nelam wasn't mentioned by Shavuos Eidus, that implies you don't need that to Nelam. You don't need Shogeg, even if a person is Mazid, you're Chayv to bring a Karbam on Shavuos Eidus. And the fourth case was that you bring Kemezid Kishogeg, it's Shavuos HaPikadam. A guy swears he doesn't have anything to do with a Pikadam, he wasn't negligent, turns out he lies, he needs to bring a Karbam Chathas, even though he was Bemezid. We know, and how do you know? So the pasuk says, "Yolif techta techta v'gzer shava mishuas edus." It says techta b'shuas edus. It says techta by shuas pikadon, and therefore we can conclude, just like shuas edus, you bring a carbon on mazid, so too by shuas pikadon, you bring a carbon on mazid. Now the Gemara says, what about the five individuals, the chamisha mevina carbon echad ala veros harbe, that there are five cases where you bring one carbon, and that's able to mechaber for multiple averus of that particular sin. Katani habal shifcha bios harbe. So minolan, how do you know the shifcha charufa of one's bun, a shifcha charufa multiple times, he brings just one carbon? Minolan, the Tanur Rabbanan, it says by the shifcha charufa, the chiper alav hakarin be'el ha'asham, achatasa asher chata, what the double lashon chatasa asher chata, melamed mevi carbonachat, he brings just one el asham, alaveros harbe. And then it says, "V'nisach lomichatasa asher chata," like we saw earlier, "lasos mezid kishogeg." So the Gemara says, "V'ha krok yiksev b'mezigsev." This pasuk here is actually referring to mezid. How do we know it's talking about mezid? Because the pasuk later on, actually earlier in this parsha here, says "bekaros tia." The word "bekaros" we'll see later on in the Masechta means malchus. You give malchus to the shivcha charufa. You only have malchus in a case of mezid. So now that we establish that this pasuk of shivcha charufa, where things were done b'mezid, so then you don't need a special gzera shava to tell me, a special drasha to tell me that you get a carbon for a mazid. The case is a case of mazid. And the pasuk says, in a case of a mazid where you're giving malchus to the shivcha charufa, the Jew has to bring a el asham. So the very simple pasuk is referring to mazid. So there's no drasha to be needed to tell me a mazid brings a carbon. Yes, it's a chiddush that a mazid brings a carbon. But the pasuk explicitly tells me that there's a case when this malchus, which means it's mazid, you bring an asham. So the drasha can't be about mazid. The pasuk pshat is mazid. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela Ema, the drasha to be made here in by Shivcha Charufa is Lasos Shogeg Kimezid. That we're saying in the case of Shivcha Charufa, even though the Pasha Pshat is talking about Mezid, and a Mezid brings a carbon, we're including even the Shogeg. Even if the guy was Baal Shivcha Charufa B'Shogeg, the Shogeg case also has to bring a carbon. Now, even though in general the Shogeg is who brings a carbon, but by Shivcha Charufa, everything is very different. The Shivcha Charufa is a whole new Parsha here, and therefore one would not know that Shogeg is Chai V'Chadas unless the Pasuk had a Drasha. Gemara asks a question. Boimine Rabbi Chanina Tirna Rabbi Yochanan. He asks Rabbi Yochanan the following shayla. Haba al chamesh shvachos charufos behelam echas chayv al klachas veachas o eno chayv ela achas. Meaning up until now we were talking about there's one male and one shivcha charufa, and he's born the shivcha charufa multiple times. That we said is one chatas. But what about multiple ladies? You have five different shivcha charufas. Will that generate five different karbanos or no? Since it's all one iser of shivcha charufa, then you would only bring one. So what's the answer? Amar Leh, Rabbi Yochanan responds back, chayv al achas. The kolachas v'achas yuchayve on separate karbanos for each particular shivcha charufa. Ask the Gemara, ma'ishna chamesh halamos b'shivcha achas. So how come then by five halamos, by five bios of one shivcha, yuchayve one, but for five shvachos yuchayve five? It's all the same answer, no? And the answer is, as we all realize, amar leh, ein shivcha achas gufen muchlakin, chamesh shvachos gufen muchlakin. We already discussed in the Masechta, we're going to learn different ways to split up chatos, chiv for chatos. One way is different bodies, different gufen. So five different women are five different karbanos. One woman would not have gufen muchlakin, and therefore one shivcha charufa, even though it's five bios, would only be one karban, but five different ladies would be gufen muchlakin and five different karbanos. No, even five halamos. Even though it's five halamos, the Gemara said, you're only chayiv just one. So then the Gemara says, minolan de the gavi shivcha gufa muchlokin. So how do you know that by shivcha charufa, if they're gufa muchlokin, if they're different ladies, each one's chayiv and generates its own carbon? So amr lei, lav amrs, do we not say by arayos, gavi arayos, it says, v'isha, there's an extra word, ve'el isha, benidas tumasa lo sikrav. What's the word isha? We know we're talking about a woman. It's talking about anida. It should say ve'el benidas tumasa. What's ve'el isha? But nidas tumaso to tell me lechalik al kol isha veisha. So with regards to erayos, each woman is another gufen muchlokim, and that warrants a separate carbon. So too, gabi shivcha nami ksiv, it says the word asher yishkav es isha shichvas zera. Of course, we're talking about isha. So he shivcha. So why say this must be the word isha, the word shivcha? One of them is extra. So lechalik al kol shivcha veshivcha, each one would generate a separate carbon. Okay, the Gemara now says that's how we know shivcha charufa, one carbon for multiple averus. Nazir shenitma tumas harbe, a nazir who comes into contact with tumas mace multiple times, so he's only chayv one carbon. Ma'antana, who's the author of this Mishnah, Amar Chista, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehudahi, Damar Naziros de Tara, mishvihu de chayla leha. When a person is now when he's a nazir tamei, a nazir shenitma. Now he waits 7 days. So already the seventh day, he begins the process of his nazir's tahara. Begins his clean nazir. Starts again. So who holds this way? Mishkachas la kigon shenitma biyom shvi v'chazan nitma biyom shvi. So if a guy, let's say, he's a tamei, and then 7 days pass and becomes tamei in day seven again, so now he goes back to the original tumah. He never became a moment where he was tahor. Since the eighth day didn't come, you only have a carbon on the eighth day from your Naziris Shenitma. So since it was only the seventh day and you become Tameh, it's all considered one Tuma Richta. So Einu Chayv Ela Carbon Echad, you only have one carbon. Because the Rebbe, this must be Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, because he's the one who holds that day seven is still a continuation of the first Tuma. So day seven you become Tameh, day seven you become Tameh, day seven you become Tameh. It's all one Tuma Richta and one carbon for all those Tumas. That must be Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, because if Rabbi was the author of this Mishnah, he holds Kevin Damar Rabbi Naziris Tatara ad Shemini lo chay aleha. The Naziris Tatara doesn't begin until day eight. So Eden Itma Bishvi, if he becomes Tamei on the seventh day, Chazam Itma B'Yom Shvi, Kula Tuma Arichti, that's one Tuma. Well, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda thinks it's a new Tuma, each day seven, it's a new Tuma, but it's a new Tuma that's all under one carbon. Well, Rabbi holds it's all one 21-day long Tuma, and that's not called Tumas Harbor, that's one Tuma. But only Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who thinks on day seven, he now begins in the Naziris Tahara, so then he becomes Tameh again. That's considered a new Tumah, and Tumas Harbe are going to be under just one carbon. So the Gemara says, V'idinitma b'yom shemini. And if it's talking about Rabbi, that he became Tameh in day eight, that's the case, where it's now the Tahara's process, the Naziris Tahara begins, V'chazavinitma b'yom shemini, and then the next day it becomes Tameh again. Well, Kevin the Yotas Shah Shirul Akriva Karban, since it became a time where Chayv a Karban, namely day eight, so then you're Mechayv al Kalachas Achas, you're Chayv separate Karbanos in that case, Elishma Amina Rabbi Yosef Yehuda it is, where it's multiple Tumos, but simply one Karban, where again you're becoming Tamei on each day seven of the Tara process. Umay Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who is he? We mentioned who he is, but where's the source that such a sheet exists? The Sani the Brisa says, based on the Pasuk in Naso, the Kidesh as Rosh Biyomahu is Mekadesh his head on that day. What's that day referred to? Biyom Havas Karbanos of Diri Rebbe. It's not until the day 8, where it's the day Biyomahu, where he's supposed to bring Karbanos, where you start the Naziris again. That's why you have to wait for day 8, according to Shitas Rebbe. But Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda says, no, what does Biyomahu mean? That means Biyom Taglachasa, which is the day 7. Day 7 is when you already begin the Naziris Tara, and if you become Tameh on day 7, that becomes considered a separate Tuma of Tumas Harbe, but you only have to bring just one carbon. The new Mishnah tells us now, and here in Testament Beis, as follows: Hamakan leisha idei anashim harbe. A person warns his wife about talking to multiple men in the issue of a sota case. That also would be an example of the carbon mincha that she brings on multiple averos and multiple kinos of the different men. And mitzorish and nisganda negam harbe hevi tzipor harbe. And another example is if a person gets saras multiple times, it's sufficient for him to bring just one set of birds to be metahir for all the various saras negaim. By the sota, mm-hmm. Considered gufa mechlokin.
She's one, you know, but I guess each one is in their own issue.
Yeah, it's an interesting case, but I guess each warning.
There's one warning for everyone.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's no avero that's taking place here.
Yeah.
So to question me sota, but you only have gufa mechlokin when you actually violate avera. It's an interesting question. Yeah, I'm not sure how to answer it properly. So then the Mishnah says, hey, with Tzipor, and let's say they bring Tzipor and these two birds, and then before but they don't have a chance to bring it as a carbon yet, but they set them aside, Venis Naga, then the guy gets a second Nega Teras, Lo Alu Lo, these two birds don't serve for the Chiv Ad Shiyavi Chataso. So they don't count towards his first Nega, because until he brings his Chatas. So unclear what this really means here. The Gemara later on is going to try to explain this, so we'll have to just hold on for that for a moment. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Shiyavi Ashamo, it's not until you bring the Asham. So the question becomes, at what point, which stage of the Karban really completes the process of bringing it? Is it the Chatas, or is it the Asham? So the Gemara now goes to Minalan. How do you know, we said in the Mishnah, that you could bring one Karban, even though you're Mekana the Isha for multiple men? So the Gemara says, Zos Tarasa Kenos, it says, this is also in Parshas Naso. What means Zos Taras? Taras is inclusive. Tarachas, the Kinuim Harbor, there's a special Gzer Sakasav that one Sota is enough for multiple Kinuim.
Who's bringing the carbon? The woman?
The woman brings the carbon, yeah. The process of the Sota, this whole Sota process that she goes through.
Right, so you say he suspects for her all these women, and then she just brings one.
Yeah. So then the Mishnah, Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Havetzorah Shinis Naga, Negaim Harbei. If a person gets multiple Negaim, he brings just one carbon at the end for all of the various Negaim. Minolan, what's the source? Tichsivit says in the Pasuk, Vizos, Tiyah, Torah, Samitzorah. See as well, Torah includes multiple Averos, or multiple events. Torahachas, Limitzorah, Mitzorahim Harbei. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah we had at the end of this Mishnah. It says, Hevi Tziparim, let's say you bring a number of the two birds to be Mitaher from Tzaras. And then, before bringing it to the actual, as an actual carbon, V'nisnaga, and then he gets Nega Tzaras, Lo Alu Lo Ad Shiyavi Es Chataso, it doesn't work until he brings a Chatas. And Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Ad Shiyavi Asham, you have to bring an Asham. So Gemara says, so what do you mean? So it sounds like that if you didn't bring it beforehand, it doesn't work. You have to bring two carbonas, it sounds like, for the two negayim. And the Gemara says, it doesn't make any sense. V'ha'amris, then we say, ein mevi ela carbon echad. Mitzora is a case where you have to bring just one carbon for multiple negayim. This statement of the Mishnah sounds like that if you brought it at a certain stage, oh, it doesn't work for your rishon nega. You have to bring now another two carbonos for the first event and the second event. So something obviously is missing in the Mishnah, to which the Gemara says, you're right, there's a chasur mechtra v'hachi katani. The Mishnah really meant to say as follows. Hevi tzipar, when you bring birds, v'nisnaga, then before actually bringing them as a carbon, you just set them aside. And then you get another nega, ein mevi ela carbon echad, you only need to bring one carbon. That's what the Mishnah says, one carbon for multiple negayim. But lakbuye banias ba'ashirus, so we know that mitzvah is one of the olva yorids, that depending how wealthy the guy is, he has to bring either more expensive or cheaper carbon. So at what stage do we know how do we define his finances? So in terms of establishing him ba'anias o ba'ashirus, lo mikva ad shiyavis chataso. So let's say the guy is bringing the carbonos, and then he changes, he makes a big investment, or he loses a lot of money, so it goes based on when he's bringing the chatas. At that point, even though when it comes to the mitzvah, you bring a chatas, there's an ola, and there's an asham all brought, it goes based on what, when he brings a chatas, what is his financial state at that moment? That's the defining moment. Where Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we don't go based on when the chatas is brought, rather we go based on omer ad shiyavi ashamo, and that's going to define which type of carbon to bring. So Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Tanan Hasim, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Negayim. A mitzora shehevi ashamo v'hishir. He sets aside. He brings a asham, and then he gets rich. He makes a big investment. Stock goes up. Hakol holech achar chatas. All goes based on when he brings the chatas. So let's say when he brought the chatas, he was already an ani. So he brought an oaf, let's say. So then, even though now he became rich, so then he doesn't have to bring a higher animal for the ola. He could go based on what he was. The status was when he was a chatas, which is an ani. And divrei Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakol Holech Acher HaAsham. No, whatever his status was when he was Asham, that's going to define what he has to bring for the other Chatas and the Ola as well. So Tanya the Brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Hakol Holech Acher Tziparim. It all goes based on when he brings the birds. That's going to be the defining moment of what status he is. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, all three opinions of whether it's the Chatas, whether it's the Asham, or whether it's the Tziporim as the defining moment, is all based on Mikra Echa Darshi. They're all darshing the same exact Pasuk, they just understand it differently. The Pasuk says, Asher lo tasik yado b'taraso. The Pasuk clearly tells us if he can't afford to hire a more expensive carbon, he could go for whatever he could afford. So what does that mean? Rabbi Shimon Savar, Davar HaMechapro. What's b'taraso? That which is mechaper on him. What's mechaper? The Chatas is mechaper the person. The Ol and Tziporim have certain functions, and the Asher have certain functions, but what's mechaper the guy, the chait, the chatas, and therefore it's the chatas that defines his status. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no, davar machshir, the pasuk says, but taharo, that which is machshir him now, to go back to the rest of the tzibur, and which is going to be the carbon asham. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Savar, no, davar gorim lo tara, that which causes the tara, umaynihu tziporim. So even though the Asham is machshir him to go eat kudshim and to eat, partake in things everyone else could partake in, what is actually metaher him is the tziporim, and therefore it's the tziporim which is defining moment. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now in the bottom here of Testament base. It says that an isha sheyaldev lavdas harbe, a woman who gives birth to multiple children. So it's a little bit complicated now. We have time for this. What time is it?
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Okay, fine. Vipilu, what?
3 minutes.
Okay, I think I'm gonna go to 8 o'clock at the shiva house. So I got time. Haisha sheyaldev lavdas harbe vipilu besoch shmonim. So she gives birth to multiple children. And then she miscarries during the 80 days of Nekeva. So we know in Nekeva, this days of Nekeva is 14 days Tuma, and then 66 days of Tara, that's 80 days. So she gives birth to a Nekeva, and then during the 80 days, she miscarries. And then V'chazav v'pil basoch shmonim, and then Nekeva, then she miscarries again during the 80 days of the next Sevlad. So there are multiple miscarriages that are taking place here. V'mapel st'omim, a woman who miscarries twins, whether males or females, all these different dinim, what's the halacha in terms of her bringing a karban? So the first Mishnah says she brings one karban on all the various vlados. But Rabbi Yehuda, since it's all again within the 80 days, it's all considered one continuous tumah. But Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no, Mevi'a al Rishon, Veina Mevi'a al Shnia, Mevi'a al Shlishi, Veina Mevi'a al Ravi. So you do all the ad. Why? Because the birth one is Chayav Karban Yoledes. Now birth two, or miscarriage two, was within 80 days of the first one, so that gets subsumed under the first one. But now 80 days from the second one, even though it's 80 days from the second one, it's 120 days, let's say, from the first one. So the second one is really ignored. We ignore the second one. So what's the difference, the distance between birth one and birth three? That's 120 days. That's not 80 days. More than 80 days requires a new karban. So one to three, and then three to five, and five to seven, all those are going to have a difference of more than 80 days, and therefore every other one is required to bring a separate karban. Well, according to the Tanakhama, fell no. You count from the previous birth. So birth one to birth two was 60 days. And birth two to birth three was 60 days. And birth three to birth four, 60 days. So it continues to get subsumed under the previous one. And therefore, it considered all one long leda, one tuma, and you only have one karban according to the Tanakhama. So Gemara now wants to know, how do we know that one karban is sufficient for all different ledos? The Tani Kami de Rav Sheshes. The Brice was taught in front of Rav Sheshes. Zos taras hayoledes lazachel nekeva melamed shmeviya karban echad avlados harbe. Zos taras includes all multiple ledos for just one karban. Yachal af ala ledev al ziva. One might think, let's say the woman gives birth while in the state of ziva, which means that Let's say she's pregnant, and she's not supposed to see dam, but she sees dam, and she sees dam on three consecutive days. She's now at Zava Gedola, and she has to bring a karban. Now, while she's Yimei Ziva, she also gives birth, she's a Yoledes, so now she's chayav to bring a Zava Gedola karban and a Yoledes karban. One might think one karban is sufficient for both of those chiyuvim, tamalomer zos, only by Yoledes. Could Yoledes include only Yoledes karbanos, but it doesn't include a karban of a Zava Gedola. Katani, the Gemara says, Yach, the Havamina was Al Haleda Rahaziva Enu Mevia El Karbanecha. There was a Havamina that one carbon sufficient for both these tumas. El Miata, that's the case. So how could you compare Ziva to Yoledes? That's a complete two different carbonos. Achla Dam Vialda. Let's say the lady eats dam, she eats the chaylev or whatever the iser is, and she happens to give birth. So just put two kabarnos together and bring it together? Certainly not. So what's a havmi to compare carbon yoledes to a carbon zava? So the Gemara says, Eima hachanami. Maybe yes, maybe one carbon could be sufficient for two different isurim, two different chayuvim. So yachal ahaleda lefnei melos. So Gemara says, no. Really, Eima hachi. This is the brisa. Yachal, one might think, ahaleda shelefnei melos. So one might think, let's say she's chayav a karban of leida before the completion of the melos of the previous leida, and then she's chayav a karban on one afterwards, tamalomer zos. What's trying to say here is our whole discussion of karban echad for multiple leidos, that's only true if each leida was within 80 days of the previous one. They're all subsumed. But one might have thought, let's say there's a Leda here in January, and another Leda 5 years later, one might think that the one before Melos and the one after Melos should combine together in the Zos. No, that's a limitation. Only when all the Ledas are within 80 days of the previous one could we say one carbon covers all of them. But once they're separate, but more than 80 days, then we do not allow one carbon for multiple Ledas. Okay, maybe we should stop here. Okay, fine. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos, and we will continue Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday then.
why is it 80 days? What if he knew it was a boy?